Ziz, again, ziz ha-yotze min ha-koisel. If you have a plank, a piece of wood coming out of the wall, in other words, like a balcony sticking out of the wall, is dal dal dal, the balcony itself is 4x4 tefachim wide, and sticking out of the wall. V'niach olav sulam kolshu, now it's the balcony is coming out of the middle of the wall, and the balcony is higher up, it's not 10 tefachim off the ground, but it's higher up, let's say it's 5 or 6 tefachim off the ground. So you have a ladder from the ground reaching onto the balcony, is v'niach olav sulam kolshu, even though the ladder is very thin, narrow, it's not a wide ladder, not 4 tefachim wide, still miyutay. This is called the good miyut. And we say the pshat is because you can walk up easily onto the balcony. Now when you're standing on the balcony itself is wide 4x4 tefachim. Therefore that's a good makom to stand on. Now when you're standing on the balcony, to the top of the roof, the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. Therefore we don't consider you have a complete wall here 10 tefachim wide. But instead we say that the wall is less than 10 tefachim, because you could be standing on the balcony, and from the balcony to the top is less than 10 tefachim. So the chiddush is, even though the ladder going up is very narrow, so what? As long as you could walk up to the balcony and stand on the balcony, from there it is wide 4x4, so that's mamayit. So the maravolei amor nela diyois fiolei. If you put the ladder directly, it's leaning on this balcony, on the wood sticking out. Avoleis fei badei. But if you don't put it directly leaning on the balcony, you put it leaning against the wall. Just from the ladder, you climb up and then you get onto the balcony. That's no good. It's avurche arvich. It's just making it wider, but it's not considered a direct attachment. In other words, here we're saying this tomorrow, that since the ladder is attached, goes up and touches the balcony, it's as if the balcony is straight down to the ground. In other words, you have a straight, direct way to get up to the balcony. So only if the balcony has its own steps, that these steps are like attached to the balcony. But once the ladder doesn't touch the balcony itself, the ladder just goes against the wall, so we don't say as if the balcony has its own steps going down. So we don't see the mukim balcony easy to get there. Like Rashi says. Yes, Rashi, avruche arvuche, leziz, as if the ladder is just leaning against the wall next to the balcony, then we say it's no good. Play heavy haisula mitacht of darg leziz. Then we don't look as if the ladder climbing up is like steps to get up to the balcony. V'yen kamit, then the balcony itself can't be a mit. She'll move though min hakarka harbe, because the balcony itself is like, it's just planks sticking out of the wall. They're higher up, they're 4 or 5 tefachim off the ground. You can't stop jump up there. So it has to have a ladder getting up there. So if the ladder is attached to the balcony itself, then we consider as if you could get up to the balcony easily. There are steps going up there, and standing on top of the balcony is less than yutzfachim away from the top of the wall, so the wall is not called a mechitza to be mafsik between one chotzer and the next chotzer. If you have the wall that's 19 tefachim high, again, this is pashut a wall in between two chatzerim, and it's a question, can you carry from making an erev chatzeris from one chatzer into the next chatzer? So since you have a mechitza in between, you can't make one erev. Now, let's say this wall is 19 tefachim high, and you want to be able to make like mamayit, that you could get up to, let's say, 9 tefachim, and then there's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. So the neitzah of tzorah ziz echod latiroi. There's an neitzah just having one balcony sticking out of this wall. Where does the balcony have to be? Right smack in the middle. In other words, it's 19 tefachim high, so right smack in the middle would be 9.5 tefachim high. When you get to 9.5 tefachim high, you have a balcony sticking out, and you have a ladder coming down to the balcony. So therefore, you could walk up to the balcony. We look as if you're standing on the balcony. Now, from the balcony to the top of the wall, that's how much? Only 9.5 tefachim. That's less than 10 tefachim. So since you're less than 10 tefachim away from the mechitza, we don't consider this mechitza to be a mechitza, because halacha mechitza always has to be at least 10 tefachim. There has to be a division between you and the other part, 10 tefachim high. Now, when you get on top of this balcony, it's less than 10 tefachim to the top of the mechitza. So if it's only 19 tefachim high, the wall, it's possible to be matarit, to make a pesach, to go over it, just with one ziz, with one balcony sticking out. What about esrim? What about if the wall is 20 tefachim high? Then sarach shnei zizim latirim. Then no, then you have to have at least two balconies coming out. Because if one balcony is 10 tefachim, either off the ground or away from the top of the roof, the top of the mechitzah, then you have a good mechitzah between you and the other chatzim. So you have to have then two balconies sticking out. Each one is less than 10 tefachim, either off the ground, less than 10 tefachim, and then the next one is also within 10 tefachim of the bottom balcony. Then standing on the top balcony, you're less than 10 tefachim away from the top of the mechitzah. So that's not considered like you have a mechitzah 10 tefachim dividing between you and over the wall. Because at all points you could be within 10 tefachim from the height of the wall. Omar Rav Chizda, Vushem Midon Zesh Leikeneged Zeh. That's how we say we have this wall that's 20 tefachim high, so in order to be mayit, to make like you have a petach, you have a way to walk over the wall, saying you have to have two balconies sticking out. Now, there can't be that the bottom balcony is right underneath the top balcony. Because if it's right underneath it, how do you get from the bottom balcony to the top balcony? You have to have a ladder going up. If you're right underneath it, you can't have a ladder there. So the top balcony has to be on the side a little bit away from the bottom balcony. Therefore, when you get up to the bottom balcony, you could put a ladder going slanty up to the top balcony. And that's the way you could walk up to the top balcony. The two balconies have to be a little bit space away from one to the other. So Drashi Tzorach, Drashi Zesh Leikeneged Zeh, Sheyuchol Lekvoya Sulam Sheni Mezelezeh. Because once good, the bottom balcony you walk up to, because you have a ladder attached to that from the ground. From the ground, you have a ladder going up. But how do you get from the second balcony, from the first balcony to the second balcony? You have to have another ladder. So there has to be a slant that the top balcony is a little bit more to the right, and the bottom one is a little more to the left, so that you can put a ladder going straight up. But if it will be mamish one underneath the other, you can't get a ladder to go straight up. Omar Rav Huna, Omod Rishus Rabin. You have like a platform in the Rishus Rabin. Kivoya Asaru, this platform is 10 tefachim high. The Rochav Arbo, and it's wide 4x4 tefachim. Is the loch on top of this platform is the Rishus Yochid. That's the shear to make a Rishus Yochid. 10 tefachim high, 4x4, that makes the top of Rishus Yochid. Yeah. So Trashi, Omid Kivoya Asaru, Rishus Rabin, Rochav Dalib, Rishus Yochid who? It's called Rishus Yochid on the top of the platform. V'yanoitu mimenu, if somebody takes something off the platform and puts it in the Rishus Rabin, or else v'yanoitzein al gabov, if somebody picks up something from the Rishus Rabin and puts it on top of this platform, it's chayiv, it's an issur d'oraisa. Now, the Chiddush al Gemara is, what about the Gemara? V'noyetz po yeset kolshu. On top of the platform, you knock in one nail. A small nail could be. Is alocha miyatoi. Since the mokum where the nail is, it's not right to use anymore. So the maestro, how much space can you use on top of the platform? At the beginning it was exactly 4x4. You don't have any more 4x4 space to use. There's a mashu less. So it's not called Rishus Yochid anymore. You have to have at least 4x4 tefachim that could be used. That makes the Rishus Yochid. Here, since you put a peg on top of the platform, the mokum of the peg you can't use. So it's not a Rishus Yochid anymore. The Rashi says, "V'yemnoyetz b'roisha yeset kol shumiyatoy l'rochvay mi'abur u'bitloy mitaras rishus yochid." You took away the shame rishus yochid on top of this platform, because on top of the platform now the tchila was exactly 4x4, but now that there's a peg sticking in there, that mokum you can't use. So the rest of it is less than 4x4. It's not a rishus yochid. We'll soon see. Omar Ravada Barava uvegvoya shloisha. This peg has to at least be 3 tefachim high. If the peg itself doesn't come up 3 tefachim, then it's like bottled to the platform, and it's come out like as if you have 4 tefachim straight there. Trashu b'gvoya ha-yeset shloisha. Avulimena gvoya shloisha kegaga da'omit choshiv v'lemamayit. If the peg, this nail, does not stick up 3 tefachim, it's within 3 tefachim of the platform, it's like bottled to the platform, it's like part of it. That's called still you could use this whole platform. Even though this peg is less than 3 tefachim sticking up, still it takes it away the Rishus Yochid. Why? My timer, what's the svarim? Because even though you have a small peg sticking up out of this platform, but the mokum where the peg is, you can't use that mokum. So even though it's less than 3 tefachim, its svar should be bottom, but lemaisa Rishus Yochid means it has to be usable 4 tefachim there. Here you can't use the 4 tefachim. There's one little part of it that's not usable. So it's not called you have a mokum 4x4, it's not a Rishus Yochid. Rav Asher Yomino, afilu shegvoya shloisha. He argues and says no. Even if this peg is 3 tefachim high, still it's called Rishus Yochid. It's not lemaisa the din Rishus Yochid here. My timer, what's the svarim? Val esha de toli beimidi. So what if you have a take there? True, the rest of the platform here you use, you put your bundles down, you do something. What's the kasha? You have a peg sticking up in the middle, on the peg you can't use shovel with the other part. So what? But you'll put something on top of the peg. You'll hang something on top of the peg. So it's usable also. Therefore, on the whole top of the 4x4 on top of the platform is usable. It has two different types of tashmishim, true. The rest of the platform you can put things flat down on. Here you have a peg sticking up. On the peg, you'll have to hang something on it. But it's usable. So since it's usable, it's still called Rishus HaYochid. So that's Rav Ashi's svara, even if the peg is higher than 3 tzvachim, still it's usable. The tole beimid, you can hang something on the peg, it's usable. Omalei Rav Acha b'reid Rav Rav Ashi. She Rav Acha b'reid Rav Yis Rav Ashi. That's Rav Ashi. What about the mole kula v'yaseidus now? What about if the whole top of the platform had nails sticking out? There were pegs all along it. This is the top of the platform here. You say that all over there are pegs sticking up. What's the halacha? Is that called usable or not called usable? Yes, Rashi says, mole kula v'yaseidus l'didoch, the kash is according to you, the amrit. Chatash mishtahu v'lememayit yaseidus tuva v'lememayit yaseidus and v'lememayit. You say no, since you could use, you can hang something on top, it's still called 4x4. What about they have a lot of them? May. Mi amrin akivut v'lemishtamish by roichiv la roichivu. Maybe the svar is, if you only have one peg sticking up, so the rest of the mokum you could use. What are you asking? This one mokum to the peg is not usable? No, it's usable. You'll hang something on top of that. But where the whole platform is full of nails sticking up, maybe b'chal, that's not called usable at all. Omaleis, he answered back, didn't you hear what Rabbi Yochanan had to say? Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush like this. Bor v'chuliyisa mitstaref liasara. If you have a bor, a ditch, and you dug down, and when you're digging down, you take the ground out of the bor and put it on top and make a rim around the bor. So he says the deepness of the ditch itself and the height of the mechitza coming up from the rim of the bor is mitzaref. That inside the bor could be Rishus HaYochid. Like it has to be deep down, you tvachim down. Let's say you only dug down 5 tvachim, but those 5 tvachim of dirt you threw on top, and on top now it's like coming up. So the mice are from the top part of the rim to the bottom part of the dish. There is 10 tefachim. It's mitzaref. It has a shem Rishus HaYochid. Now Rabbi Yochanan says another chiddush also. This lashon of bor, the ditch itself, v'chliyisa, and the dirt that's coming out of it, mitzaref. There's not even though it says lasarom. There's another chiddush also that to give it a shem Rishus HaYochid has to also be wide 4x4 tefachim. True, the ditch has to be deep yud tefachim, but also has to be wide. Now let's say inside the bor itself it's only wide 3 tefachim, that's all. But the chulitza, the thickness of the rim on both sides of the bor is a tefach. It's also mitzaref. So if from this part of the rim to the other part of the rim is 4 tefachim, that's called Rishus HaYochid. Even though inside the bor itself that you can go down is only 3 tefachim wide. But eos, the chulitza, the size, the rim of the bor is also mitzaref to the width of the ditch itself, and together it goes across 4x4, that's called Rishus HaYochid. That's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. That for the deepness it's mitzaref, and no din for the width. To give it a din 4x4, you mitzaref the rim of the bor with the hollow part of it also. So on this, the kasher is, why is it mitzaref? V'yamai holei mishtamish leh, you can't use it. What can you use? Only inside the bor, you can put something in there, true. You'll store something inside the bor, but it's only 3 tefachim that's usable. You can't use the part of the rim. On the rim of the bor, you can't put anything in there. So why is it called mitzaref here? Ela mayas loch lemeima, what do you have to say? De monach midi o mishtamish, that you could put a board straight across the bor. So come to say, if you have a board that's exactly 4 tefachim long, 4x4, if you put it on top of the bor, it's geschmack, that it doesn't seep in, because this side is on the rim here, and the other side reaches the other side of the rim. So if you put a straight flat board across the bor, you could be mishtamish on top of the board. That's also called a tashmish. That's cool, there's a mokum here, 4x4, that could be used. Even though the hole and the rim can't be used the way it is, but if you put a board straight across, on top of the board, you could use it. So the exact same svar applies here also. When you have this platform that comes up nails all over it, so what? Know what you do? Take a flat board and put it on top of the nails, and now on top of the board, again, you can be mishtamish. So it's still called Rishus HaYochid. So tomorrow, v'yamai holei mishtamish, The manach midi, you put a board on top of this boar, on top of the ditch, and then you could use the top of it. It's hochinam, the same square goes here by this platform that has pegs sticking up. The manach midi, you put a board on top of the pegs, umishtamish, and then you could go and use the board. You could use it. So male is still called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So see Rashi, the first one of the big lines here. Rashi, the middle one. V'yamai, ha'vei gad v'dechu yirosh ha'siyochid. Why do we say the top of the rim of the bor is called Rosh Hashiyochid? Holoi chozi abodi dey letashmish v'vnei achlal shumehen. Sfakir. Usually you want to put something, you put something on the rim of the bor. So how wide is the rim itself? Mamash tefach. Nothing. You get four tefachim with the air in between. But the chur of the air in the bor, you can't be mishamish, you can't use. You could put something on top of the rim of the bor. So what's usable is only one tefach. So why do we say it's called Rosh Hashiyochid? You don't have something usable for tefachim. So Rashi Yelo Mayis Lach Lameimor, the monach midi, could go in daf, you put a board straight across on top of the ditch. Oy even al piyo mishtamish, or else put a stone on top of it, and then you could use on top of the thing. Hezochi nami, the monach dafar bo, you put a board for, oy shoytech veged ala yisaitis, so mishtamish alo v'nachas. Stretch out a piece of material on top of these pegs, and you have a flat piece that's 4x4. Geshmati could use it. Therefore, it's still called Rosh Hashiyochid. And that's halacha like that. Even though you put pegs there, it doesn't take away the din Rosh Hashiyochid, because you could always usable. You could put something on top of the pegs, and use it. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel Koisel Asora. If you have a wall 10 tefachim high, Tzorech Sulem Arbo Osa Latiroi. If you want to make it, we're saying now, if you have a wall, let's say again, between two chutzers. You have one chutz on this side, a chutz on the other side. You can't make an Erev straight across, but since you have a mechitza dividing, you're two separate reshuyas. What about you put a ladder there? We say if the ladder is wide, four tefachim, and you could climb up the wall, so then it's called like a pesach. Since you can climb up the ladder, we don't look as if there's a mechitza there. Because there's a pesach, there's a way to get over this wall, and the other side also you have a ladder coming down. If it goes straight through, it's called a pesach. So he's saying a chiddush. How tall does this ladder have to be? It has to be 14 tefachim high. That's how tall the ladder has to be. Latiroi. So Rashi says a chiddush. Rashi says, Sulam arbosa. Shetzorach limshach ragle hasulam arbo min hakoisel. Now let's like place picture here. You have the wall going straight up, and you have the ladder on the side. The ladder has to be slanty, that on the bottom of the ladder to the wall is a way for tefachim. But since it's a way for tefachim, therefore Rashi cheshbins as the ladder has to be 14 tefachim high. Mashma, the wall itself is 10 tefachim high, and you're going away for tefachim. So together it's 14. I'll tell you this, that cheshbin doesn't stim. Because you do, if you go slanty, you don't have to have no 14 here. You'll have to have maybe, Tzai says, much less. Now we have that the diagonal of something is only 1 2/5. So you need much less than 14. Therefore, Tais says the pshat is that the ladder has to be 10 tefachim away. The bottom where the ladder from the wall is 10 tefachim away. Now, if you have a diagonal of 10 tefachim to get up 10 tefachim, then it comes a very good 14. Then the ladder has to be 14 in order to have a nice land. That the bottom of the ladder is 10 tefachim away from the ladder, and it's going up 10 tefachim. So the alachson then, the diagonal of 10 by 10, is 1 2/5 more. So 2/5 times 10, that's 25, that's another 4. That's 14, comes out very good. 14, if you the diagonal of a square 10 by 10, the diagonal would be 14. That's what says on Shana Gemara. That you have to have the ladder 14 tefachim high, because it has to be a nice, because it has to be easy to walk up the ladder. If it's too steep, the old is hard to walk up the ladder. You're afraid you'll fall down. That's not called a good pesach. So the ladder has to be nice and not so steep. It has to be away 10 tefachim away. So it goes up nice and gradually it goes up. So that's called easy to walk up there. That's the first one. That's the Yehudi sheet. That's the Yehudi sheet. The Yehudi Amashmuel. No, doesn't have to be such a big slant, a little less of a slant. 13 in a mashu is enough. Even 11 in a mashu is enough. Hey, the slant has to be even about a little bit less. It's still called a good Pesach. A beer could climb up the top of the roof. That's called a good Pesach. We are putting the bread of Yeshua on even a bigger Kiddush. And we pass it like this. Afilo shivo mashu. No, even if the ladder was only 7 tefachim and a mashu tall, still it could be a good Pesach. Now the sea holds Omar Rav, and in the, what's the Hezber? Well, Omar Rav, Sulam Zokif Amayit. Gemara, the Hezber is, this is, Rav Huna Breda Yeshua is saying this. Omar Filu Shiva Mashu. Because even though the ladder is Mam Zokif, going straight up, because you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high, and you have your ladder going straight up, it's Zokif straight up. Now, if it's 7 and a little bit high, so that's called like it gets to within lovage from the top of the mechitza, that's called you have a pesach going up to the top of the mechitza. So even though it's mamash zokuf and it's hard to walk up that way, that's still called a pesach. The other ones say no. If the ladder is straight up, it's too steep to walk up, it's hard. That's not called a pesach. He holds no. A bee can walk up, even though it's very steep, still it's called a pesach. Now, Omar Rav, so Rav is the one that says this Kiddush, that Sulam Zokof Memayit. If you have a ladder going straight up, it's going straight up to on the wall, it's not slanty at all, still is Memayit, still is called a Pesach. Zok the Gemara, like he was Makabu this from his Rebbe, it's called the Gemara, I learned this. V'lo Yadana my timer, but I don't understand really what the time is, because Lamais, it's hard to walk up, it's very steep to walk up, it's not called a good Pesach. So the time he doesn't understand why, just it's a Gemara. The Grashi says, Shematim Rabbeis, I heard this from my Rebbeim. The time of Layadana, do they know Echlalis? I don't understand what the time is, because it's not so easy to walk up there. So the time I don't understand, but that's what he heard. Omar Shmuel, Vlo Yoda Abba time was, the Shmuel says, why? You don't know. Like he called Rav, a Lushan like his father. Vlo Yoda Abba time, you Rav, you don't know the time. Vlo Yoda Abba time, you don't know the time of this. Are the reason here? I'll tell you, media the heavy Eitzkebor. Agave Yitzhabu, it's like we had before. One platform on top of another platform. So you could go straight up, even though it's a steep going up, still it's Mamayat. Trash immediately have a Yitzhabu, Agave Yitzhabu. Shemuchavonos, we are immediately yelled at Mamayatin. There was a Kavamish one next to another. You have a bottom platform, and then that goes straight up to another platform. And if on the top platform, it's Ruach of Dalid by Dalid, and standing there, you're less than Yitzhabu away from the roof, that's called a Mit. You see, even though it's pretty steep, so what? As long as a person could get up there, you could walk up there through the ladder, that's enough to be mayit. Doesn't have to be slanty. Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Chia, they call them Sheva Bovel. The big palm trees, the wood that comes out of the palm trees of Bovel, ain't them tzrichim kva. If you have them here to be mayit this wood, it doesn't have to be a kva. So Trashi, they call them Sheva Bovel. Piskei the kolim shabovel. You have pieces of wood from the big palm trees in Bovel. Sheanicham stomach lekoisel amaytoy. You put these wood right next to the wall to mamayit. In other words, to make it like a ladder there. You could stand on top of the piece of the wood here, and when you're standing on top of the wood, you could reach the top of the koisel. So may let's call like a pesach there. Is ein tzarach lekoisel bekarkum. These pieces of wood, you don't have to stick into the ground like we had before. Before we had the klalid, anything that you could just pick up and take away is not called a miyat. If you just put a chair next to the wall, so even though when you're on top of the chair, you can reach the top of the wall, but since you could just move the chair away, that's not called a miyat. Now he's saying these pieces of wood of the column of bubble are very heavy pieces of wood. So therefore, just putting them down is called like a kriyas. Einam tzrichim kva, you don't have to stick it into the ground. My timer, why not? Since they're very heavy pieces of wood, once you put them down next to the wall, it's not practical to move them away so easy. So therefore we say it's going to stay there the whole Shabbos, and that's called a good meat. Same thing. The ladders that are made in Bovel also don't need a kva. Because even though it's a regular ladder, and you didn't cement it into the ground, you just have it now against the wall, so it could be taken away on Shabbos. We don't consider that something that's metaltal. We're some of the same svara. Because since it's heavy, so once you put it down, it's not practical to move it away. So even a ladder also is kaveya by itself, even though it's not cemented in. My timer, what's the reasoning? Kvedim kevosin, same thing. Since the wood, they use good wood in Bovel, so the wood is very heavy, the ladders are also very heavy. You're kaveya mokim. So the more man diyamasulm is the one that says a svara by a ladder is kol shchein de kolim. Avada, the raw wood itself, is much heavier. of a man the yama the kolam, the one that says only the dekel, only the real palm trees itself, the wood itself, if you put that along the wall in order to be able to climb up the wood, that's kveilim mokum, that's very heavy. But ladders, they're not that heavy a ladder. A ladder is something that's metalful because it's like hollow already. All a ladder is, you just have planks going across and two pieces of wood going up. It's not like real solid piece of wood. Therefore, a ladder is not so heavy. It's not kaveya. Morboi minei rab yisra mirabba. Sula mikan, the kashin b'yemtza. Now, I was saying, when you have this wall here, so it divides up two chaserim. If you want to be able to make an Erev Chaserah together, you have to have a Pesach, a means of climbing over the wall to get into the other thing. So saying that so far, if you have a ladder to climb up the wall, it's good, that's called the Pesach. Now how wide does the ladder have to be? It has to be wide, 4 tefachim. That's always the shear of a Pesach. Any opening has to at least be 4 tefachim wide. It's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not wide enough to go through, it's not called the Pesach. Now these ladders you have are very thin ladders. Each ladder by itself is maybe only a tefach wide. So what you do is you put one ladder here and one ladder here. And in between you'll tie strings across, little strings across. So together now with the strings, it looks like the ladder is 4 tefachim wide. Is that good enough? If the actual ladder itself is only one tefach here and one tefach here. And in between you use strings, some across. Is that good enough? The lachin is, Sula mikan, you have a small ladder on one side. The sula mikan, another small ladder on the other side. The kashin b'yemtza, stam poshet a straw in between. Mahu, is that called a good ladder to give it a shem pesach now? Omalei, no, ein kaf for regal erlu ben. The regal, you can't walk up. No, it's lemaisa, when you walk up a ladder, usually the only you put your feet in the middle of the ladder. That's usually there with the climb up a ladder. They use the middle part of the ladder. Here, the middle part of the ladder has cushion, has straw. You walk up a straw, you'll fall straight down. So nice, you can't walk up on the straw. That's not called a good sulam. That's not mitarf, it's not called a good pesach. Ein kaf for regal, your foot can't walk up this type of a ladder. What about faket? Kashin mikan v'kashin mikan. V'sulam v'yemtza. You have a small ladder, 2 tefachim wide in the middle. And on both sides now you have strings sticking out, and then you'll have another rope going up on both sides. So the mice, the string is strong enough to hold your balance. Maybe you won't fall off it. Where do you put your feet though? On the ladder itself. That's takakosher. That's good. What about sula? Kashin mikan, the kashin mikan. On both sides you have the strings. The sula b'yemsa. In the middle you have the small ladder. Mao or malay, he answered back. Harei kafa regal elabim. This is taka good. Since when you go up a ladder, usually you put your feet in the middle of the ladder. So here, your feet is going to go up the ladder, that's good. And you have rope on both sides to hold your balance, that's considered like a good Pesach. The Maisa, 4 tefachim here is something helping you go up. That's called a wide enough Pesach. The bottom Rashi, Herekah for regular Elam, Bisulam, your feet could go up on the ladder itself. Now the string here, but Kopanim is strong enough to get a good grasp. You won't lose your balance for him. Well, Allah Masulim, you go up the ladder. So that's cool. You have now here a ladder that's 4 tefachim wide, and the mice you could use this ladder. So the Gemara. What about Chokach lahashlim the koisil the kama? Chokach lahashlim the koisil.